Welcome, welcome, welcome to the first episode ever of It's Funny Now, stories you're glad didn't happen to you. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened. But with the help of time, we can say it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for Elevated Comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month. And on this podcast, you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have Brandi Stillwell with her story, I Have Your DNA.
So I start looking around to see who's being yelled at. And lo and behold, it was me.
Brandi has worked on such TV shows as Mad TV, Family Guy, and American Dad, and she created the comic book Sasquatch Detective for DC Comics. She's also the author of the book None of This is Going According to Plan, and the story you're about to hear appears in the follow-up to that book called Still None of This is Going According to Plan, which is slated for release in the fall of 2023. You can find her at brandistillwell.com. And without further ado, here's Brandi with her story, I Have Your DNA.
Thank you. Hi. I'm in therapy. You're welcome. Thank you. And one of the things that my therapist is always trying to tell me to do is stand up for myself. But when I stand up for myself, sometimes it's questionable. For example, a few years ago, I was working at the Warner Brothers Ranch in Burbank off of Hollywood Way, and just north of the ranch is a strip mall. And at the time, there was a Vons there, and it had a Starbucks inside of it. I think it's a, I think it's a Smart and Final now, and then there was a Del Taco in the drive, in the parking lot, and it's gone now, but it's the Starbucks. But at the time of the story, that's the situation. I am a creature of habit, so I need my morning coffee. And this particular Friday morning, I had pulled into the strip mall parking lot, and for whatever reason, it was kind of crowded. But it took me a while, but I found a parking spot, and it was closer to the Vons. And I had parked my then Jeep. His name was Special Agent Del Cooper. And I had parked him perfectly between the two white lines. However, there was an older model Honda CRV with a wooden cross hanging from its rearview mirror, parked poorly, facing the wrong direction, and kind of parked a little bit over my white line, whatever. So I get out of my Jeep, and I start to make my way to Vaughn's to get coffee. And I hear this woman yelling at someone. I'm curious. So I start looking around to see who's being yelled at. And lo and behold, it was me. There was this lady that was yelling at me to come back and move my car because she couldn't get into hers. But I stood up for myself, and I said, I'm sorry, I parked perfectly between the two white lines. I didn't do anything wrong, but have a good day. And I turn around, and I start to make my way into Vaughn's. And then I hear clapping. And I turn around, and the lady, the owner of the Honda CRV with the wooden cross hanging from the rearview mirror, let's call her Karen in all caps. Karen in all caps had been carrying this Western Bagels bag, and now she's placed it on the hood of her Honda, and she's clapping at me like I'm a dog that's pooped on her rug, and I need to come back and see what I did. I've been a very bad girl. But again, I stand up and I say, I didn't do anything wrong. I have parked perfectly between the two white lines. You parked poorly. Have a good day. And again, I make my way into Starbucks. Upon returning to Special Agent Del Cooper, Karen in all caps was long gone, but she was kind enough to leave her DNA all over the side of my Jeep's window. Apparently, she had stood there for some time and just spat on it. To say I was upset, I guess, would be an understatement, but always trying to find the silver lining in everything. She didn't key Special Agent Del Cooper, nor did she stab his tires. So, walk away. So I did. The following Monday morning, I am back at the same strip mall parking lot, same time, same place, same bat channel. And the only difference, really, is it's not as crowded. So here I am. I park Special Agent Del Cooper, and I start to get out of my Jeep, making my way to get my morning Joe, and I make eye contact with Karen in all caps. Karen in all caps is not excited to see me. She is holding her Western Bagels bag, but she's frantic, like she's in a bad horror movie, like flipping with her keys, trying to get in. And this day, she has parked like a normal person. She has parked perfectly between the two white lines, facing the correct direction. So this time, I can see her license plate. And just to the left of it, there's a sticker. And it's a picture of a taco. And it says, "Let's taco about Jesus." So I've profiled Karen in all caps because she seems like she's a hoot. And I'm also going to assume she's probably superstitious. So let's have some fun. The parking spot next to her, just to the left of her steering wheel, is empty. So I walk over to the empty space. I'm probably a good 6 feet from her. Karen in all caps is now in her Honda CR-V with the wooden cross hanging from the rearview mirror, and she's panicked. She has cracked her window down like 2 inches, and she literally says, "What do you want? What do you want?" And I'm thinking, I want to have fun. Little thing about me, I am a huge fan of pop culture, so let's pull from it. I plant my feet, I tilt my head to the left like the creepy little girl from The Ring. I point my hand out to her like I'm 11 from Stranger Things. And I use all of my years of improv gibberish. And I say to her, "I have your DNA. Karen, in all caps, is having a hell of a time inside her Honda CR-V. I know I've got her. So I continue. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have a little bit more fun with Karen. So again, my feet are planted. I decide to raise my hands towards the sky like I'm summoning a demon. But you know what? I don't know what I'm doing, but neither does Karen in all caps. So here we go. "I have your DNA. It's dynamite. Karen in all caps is now screaming like she's being murdered. She gets her car started. She throws it in reverse, slams on the brakes, and tears out of the parking lot. I walked into Starbucks with a smile on my face and a spring in my step. And sadly, I never saw Karen in all caps ever again. Because this creature of habit continued to go back to get my morning coffee for the remaining time that I worked at the Warner Brothers Ranch, always on the lookout for Karen in all caps. But that creature of habit had to find a new habit to get her bagels and could no longer ever go to Western Bagels after that. And I learned that improv gibberish just isn't for the improv stage or for me, you know, scolding my cats at home because they may have pooped on a rug. That you can use it in everyday life. And that is an example of me standing up for myself. I hope my therapist is proud. Thank you.
That's it. That was our first episode with Brandi Stillwell. I really hope that that story is funny now for Karen in all caps. It's definitely funny now for all of us. You can watch the video of this story on our YouTube channel at It's Funny Now Storytelling, and you can find information about future live shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com. And you can find a new episode of the podcast every Monday on all podcast streaming platforms. On the next episode, we have Nicole Blaine with her story, Surviving Life's Biggest Fear, the High School Reunion.
Sir, for real, why in the world would anyone in their right mind want to go back and relive the worst time of their life, but this time all over again with gray hair in their pubes?
Thanks for listening, and remember, tragedy plus time, it's funny now. See you next time.